It's an old house, older than me. It creaks in the wind. It groans in the heat. It settles back into itself at night. It shivers in the winter and aches in the summer. It has its own set of rustling noises everywhere. The chimneys whistle, the windows rattle, the floorboards squeak. The house has a voice. So Michael thinks the house is haunted. It's not just the noises, although they're very convincing. It's all the other things. It's the basement door that he closes tight every night and comes back in the morning to find it open again, as if something that lives below comes out and prowls the house at night. It's the drapes in the front room that he opens every morning, then comes back to find them mysteriously closed. It's his little Catholic statue of the Virgin Mary on the shelf in his bedroom. Someone, or something, keeps turning it to face the wall. Michael isn't my first roommate. He's just the latest one. I'm not that easy to live with. I like playing jokes on people. Michael has only been living here a few months. He knows all the stories about the house, of course. The house has a reputation, because people like to believe things, so they tell stories. Some of the stories are pretty good. Four generations of Morrisons lived here, and died here. One of the best stories involves a young woman whose lover fell into the well and drowned. She locked herself in the attic and slowly went mad. She chanted all day in a language nobody understood, and sometimes scribbled arcane notes and drawings in a thick journal. And of course, there was the murder. Or maybe it wasn't. Nobody knows for sure. Maybe it was a staged suicide. But that's one of the reasons why it's hard to find renters. Who wants to sleep in a room with a ghost? Especially an angry ghost. Sometimes Michael sets up cameras. Sometimes he prowls around with his ghost hunting equipment. He makes videos, too. Long, involved discussions of ectoplasmic concurrences. He has a blog and a podcast and several thousand followers. He's sure he's going to find something. They're sure he's going to find something. Michael is determined to prove the house is haunted. He makes me laugh. Sometimes I follow him around, making jokes the whole time about how silly this is and how he's wasting his time. He ignores me, of course. He's so determined to find out who or what is opening doors and closing drapes and turning the virgin that it's turned into an obsession. He goes from room to room, from attic to basement, from maid's quarters next to the kitchen, all the way upstairs to the far corners of the nursery. I think Michael is silly. He's never going to find any ghosts. I'm the one who opens the basement door and closes the drapes and turns the Virgin Mary to the corner. I do it to tease him. I do it for the joke. I know this house. I know it better than anybody. It's old, yes. It's tired and creaky. But haunted? I don't think so. I've lived here nearly 200 years, and I've never seen anything.